It's time to talk Pawnee City football with Coach Scott Brumbaugh as they're coming off their bye week, still undefeated. Coach, thanks for joining me. I know it can be tougher than people think facing the old, you know, BYE opponent, particularly from the ability to stay engaged and focused as a team over the course of the week. You know, you go from multiple weeks of hitting each other to finally hearing those pads pop against somebody else, and then boom, you have a week of hitting each other again. So how do you keep your players engaged during the bye week?
Last week was really nice. We had three kids injured. It's given them time to kind of heal back up. We've had a little bit of sickness, so that was good. And then we kind of went back to the basics that we've kind of struggled with. So we changed some things up, went back to some basics, and kind of got rid of some of the confusion, and it seems like it's really helped. We had a good week of practice, probably the best week of practice we've had so far. So I'm hoping that transfers into this week and a good game on Friday night.
Well, that's perfect. I know one of the big advantages, right, of having that bye week is you can heal up with some bumps and, you know, any bumps and bruises that you have. So good to hear that you got all those healed up, and definitely something that you're going to want everybody all hands on deck this week as you head up to Hampton to play the Hawks. I know that's a big one. The Hawks sitting 2-0, outscoring their opponents 132-14 this year. Tell us what you know about the Hawks.
They return a lot of kids from last year. I think they only graduated the two, and they got a lot of speed. So we're really going to have to do our jobs and kind of keep that speed in check. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night for us as well. So we've really focused on that last week, and we'll focus on that again this week and try to figure out how to deal with that.
On the offensive side of the ball, you got things rolling a little bit against Dorchester a couple of weeks ago. How do you keep that momentum going against a Hawks team that's given up just 7 points a game?
A lot of it starts up front. We're starting to get a little bit more assignment sound. We've had to change a lot of bodies up front in running backs. You know, we're having a hard time finding stability right now and who's doing what. We kind of had to change quarterbacks right before season started, and that messed with us. And then, after the first game, Kale got hurt, had a high ankle sprain, and he wasn't able to play the second night, so we changed quarterbacks again. So we're finally finding some stability, so hopefully that'll pay off in our running game.
Perfect. And I know kind of on the defensive side of things, Hampton came off their bye week, threw up an 89-0 shutout of Harvard last week. Do you feel that there's a little bit of an advantage to having a couple of weeks to prepare for the Hawks here, and they're coming off a week where, you know, they just have won?
They run, you know, they've got a set that the extra week really pays off. Like I said, with their speed, they run one formation that we're truly going to have to be very assignment sound. Otherwise, we're going to be on the bad end of things at the end of the night, because they like to just get you spread way out and use their speed and take advantage of your mistakes. So we'll have to clean that up on our side if we're to have any chance at the end of the night.
That trip to Hampton, you know, a little bit of a long one, a couple of hours, more than a couple of hours, really. Tell us about how you prepare for long road trips.
Oh, our kids, this group's still been a part of the group that, playoffs and traveling. And, the last couple of years, that's the thing we've talked about. We've truly probably played better on the road than we do at home. So, after a while, kind of comes tradition. So we'll just kind of put our foot forwards and hope that continues to be the case.
That sounds great, Coach. Well, thanks for joining me, and best of luck this week. We'll catch you next week and hope to talk to a 3-0 Pawnee City team.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That'll wrap up our Pawnee City Coaches Show for Week 4. The Indians play in Hampton on Friday.